Why? Quit it.
There's Texas superstar Jamal Charles.
I came out here and play good, so it was a good down. It was a good drive, too.
Look at Chase Daniel in the North offense over there. Have you heard so much about those guys? Did you want to make a statement early in this thing?
Well, that was like saying it was a McNamara division. What you call it, so I had to come show what school I'm going to, what I'm going to do next year.
How excited are you about playing football in Texas?
I'm really excited. It's like an honor for the University of the State of Texas. So.
Jamal Charles leading the South.
That kid got into the top university that this state has to offer. That kid did.
Idiot. Sounds very intelligent. Sounds smart. And I'm sure his academics were in line.
He's probably a pre-med.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a knucklehead.
And then we'll never forget this famous Christmas song.
Is this the Lacey Peterson song?
It's a Christmas song, guys.
Remembering Lacey.
God, no!
Smile would make you smile. Remembering Lacey, how she loved, there's no denial. Now the angels hold her gently, and little Connor's with her too.
God.
And she smiles and says, we're all right, and we send our love to you. So full of life and happiness was pretty Lacey's life. With little Connor on the way.
Stop referencing him.
Things seem
this
so right.
Stupid.
Still the two of them together from the start to heaven's door. And she smiles and says, we love you to the one she's loved before. The tears that fell made flowers bloom on earth
all
in
right.
Heaven.
Hold on, this is the best line.
And little Connor runs and picks them. Mama, these for you. Now the angels are preparing special tributes from afar. As you gaze into the heaven, look, the Lacey Connor star.
Oh, yes. That navigational aid for many captains of ships. The Lacey Connor star.
Hey, that's my only copy.
Is that what led the three wise men to baby Jesus was the Lacey Connor star?
There were people who died to bring you that star. Okay? It's 11:30 on the ticket.
I never figured out... Oh.
Ticket.com.
Remembering Lacey, how her smile would make you smile.
All right, it is the time of our annual Christmas show where we take your telephone calls. 214-787-1310.
Not yet.
Well, not yet. Don't forget to check out CorbyDavidson.com, by the way.
Yeah, go to theticket.com, click on GordonKeith.com, and then click on CorbyDavidson.com.
No, it doesn't work that way. So enjoy that. Please enjoy that. All right.
So what is this, an opportunity for P1s to offer their Christmas wishes to other P1s?
Yes, it is, Dave. Glad you mentioned that.
Let me shill for the marathon tomorrow.
Which marathon? That we're making is approximately 5,000 times bigger than the average snake.
Ooh.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
The White Rock Marathon's tomorrow.
Oh.
Please come out and support it.
I'm going to run me a marathon.
Shut up.
Oh.
Because it is one of the few events that actually makes Dallas feel like a big, nice city.
I'm so glad that I don't live in the neighborhood anymore and I don't have to deal with all the freaking runners running around.
You're a bad guy, man.
Why don't you come out and support it? You're right by the lake.
Yeah. I have stuff to do. I'm going to the game tomorrow.
The Cowboy game?
Yep.
Okay, well, you realize the race is in the morning. You're not going to leave for the game probably till 12:30 or 1.
I'm leaving at 11.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you leaving at 11?
To get really loaded.
Who are you going with?
Manny and Toby and another guy.
Good Dale. Lord. Well, if you're not getting loaded, please come out and support the marathon. There should be like 100,000 people out there. Should be fun. It's a very good
running
time.
Running in it or watching it?
Watching it. 10,000 people will be... 2,000 people finish, 10,000 people start and participate in, like,
the half?
Half or the relay or whatever. Wheelchair.
One of these years I'm going to do it.
No, you're not.
I'm too fat right now.
You say that every year.
I know. This might be the year.
No, it's... Tomorrow?
No, 2006 might be the year.
It will not be the year. We'll be here next year at the same time, and I'll be like, come on, everybody come out and support it. You'll be like, I'm going to do that one of these years. Well, a marathon is 26 miles. You need to come out, too.
I'm going to get the thumb stomach this year.
You don't need
same
the
here.
Thumb stomach.
I'm going to get thumb feet. That way I can run the marathon.
But it's a fun deal. You know what? People, you should have a marathon party. You're so close to the lake. People get blasted during the race, not running it, but, you know, there's parties up and down the streets. There would be about 30 bands playing.
But I'm not on the course.
Walk down there. You literally, it would take you 10 minutes to walk down there.
He wants to lose weight before he walks down there.
Yeah.
I want to get in shape before I walk down there.
I'm too fat to be seen by all those runners.
You guys are sorry. This is really one of the cool events this city has. Matter of fact, it's the coolest. Because there's no other event that they have that's decent.
St. Patrick's Day?
That's good. But it's so much smaller in scale than the marathon.
Memorize street names for something to do. All right, we're ready to go to the phones.
Hit them.
Yeah. Let's kick it. All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with your special Christmas greeting.
Well, I hope a plane runs you over as you're singing Jingle Bells while you're running that marathon tomorrow.
My gosh.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, you have a good day, okay?
I was a big fan of yours, Corby, but I can't even call your show without even getting made fun of.
I know.
Yeah, Corby? What are you doing to this guy?
He's a good rant P1, Corby.
I've listened forever, and
I appreciate that. That's nice.
Why are you making fun of him?
You call me white trash.
I ain't calling you no white trash.
Whatever. Go screw one of your monkeys or something.
Yeah, what? That's a good point.
I agree with his point there.
Thank you for that Christmas greeting. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
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 Hey. Hi, you're on the ticket. You're on the ticket AM.
What's happening?
Hi, you're on Head Brain.
Yeah, can y'all help me put my computer together?
What?
Yes, we can.
I also need a copy of Windows. Can you just email that to me if I give you my email?
How are you going to receive an email if you don't have your computer hooked up?
It's just weird.
Hi, ticket.
Hi.
Are you AMing?
I wanted to wish Corby a Merry Christmas because he almost helped me find a dog like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's sweet.
Well, see you later.
Merry Christmas.
See ya. Hi, you're on the ticket with the special Corby Christmas.
Hey, Corby.
Hey.
I want to screw that monkey with you.
Okay. All right. There's no monkey, all right?
Aren't there?
The guy
Come
just
on,
made
Corby.
That up.
All right,
let's
me and
find
you.
Find a monkey.
Me and you.
Let's do it.
Me and you. Let's do it.
Let's find Davey's dad, his real dad, and we'll have like...
That's impossible. That man is trying to avoid everyone associated with Dave.
He changed
Dave's
his identity.
Dad lives in a bridge, under a bridge, down there off 30, off Dolphin Road.
Down by Tennyson.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, my gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Corby, you suck.
Thank you.
So good. So good.
Oh, well, that's a shocking twist to it. Hi, you're on the ticket with Corby Davidson.
Just want to let you P1s know that,
Gosh.
Dumping.
Doesn't that creep you out a little bit?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Dad won't be on the air with Corby?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're on the
right
air
here.
With good old Corby.
Good old Corby?
Uh-huh.
How's it going, man?
I don't know, man. Can I screw the monkey, too?
You know what?
Oh, my God.
What is this monkey gangbang?
I don't know, but there's three of us now. They're going to do it. Yes, you are welcome to. All right. Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on the ticket. No, get away from Corby's monkey. What? What's that? I'm sorry?
30 dead God, Jesus.
What's that? Oh, my gosh.
What did he say?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, Gordon. Good morning, Corby.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm
Merry
here,
Christmas.
Too.
This is Daryl the Rider, Gordon.
This is who? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, haven't said anything for a while, so been out of commission, but...
No one cares.
Oh, hey, my. Merry Christmas.
Well,
hey.
Good luck. Merry Thanks. Christmas to you.
Hi, you're on the ticket on our special Christmas show.
This is your idea.
I thought it would be nice to give everyone a chance to experience Christmas.
Most
what
of
a
had
stupid call.
Bestiality calls and slamming the Holy Trinity.
Mary's not part of the Trinity.
Yeah, close enough.
Kenyans and Russian women to race in a marathon?
Yes, they will. A Kenyan will win this thing tomorrow.
You have no chance.
I'm not trying to win it.
Yeah, why are you trying to win it so much, Corby? Hi, you're on the ticket.
You got two lines up.
Corby, a couple of years ago, Corby.
Yeah.
You told me that pot would be legal. What happened?
Why'd you tell him that, Corby?
We're still working on that. We're fighting City Hall.
Go to normal.com.
Smoke out.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Corby, I'm running the marathon tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm going to look out for you, and at some point, I'm going to sneak up behind you and trip you, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, well, I'm just kidding. I love you.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The ticket. You're on with Corby's Christmas.
I go pee-pee. I make poopy.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Corby's Christmas show.
Well, I'd just like to be halfway sincere and tell all three of y'all super Merry Christmas. And to little Isaiah and little Greedo and all little Davies babies out there, too.
Okay.
Oh, now isn't that sweet? We're going to end on that one. That was very kind. Hi, you're on the ticket. It's 11:47.
What?
The last one was okay.